Thanks for downloading the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, powered by Ashley Home Store. Right now, you can go in and get up to 20% off storewide, plus pay no interest for up to 36 months, or enjoy 60 months no interest for a limited time. Fresh new looks at amazing prices storewide. Ashley Home Store, this is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Good morning, K-Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Good morning, David the Barrel Boy.
What's up, Double B?
I want to do a check on you guys this morning, okay? Not a physical or anything like that.
I was about to say.
That's good.
Not really sure how you guys would do with that. How many hours of sleep last night?
I'm going to say 4.
David, how many hours of sleep last night?
I'm going to say about 7.5.
12.
I don't go to bed that early.
He still has nothing to do.
All I know is in our group text messages, if we send a message around 8 o'clock, you and I, Brandon, both know someone's not going to respond.
Oh, yeah, he's out. He's out. So I win last night. Not as far as most sleep, as far as least.
Really?
3 hours last night.
Really?
That's not winning. That's losing.
It's so dumb. So here's my deal. We took a nap when I got home because I was worn out. We kind of were aware that maybe we'd be tired after the show, right?
Yeah.
So I get home, take a nap, wake up, take pre-workout at about 5 o'clock.
Well, then whose fault is it?
And then I didn't work out.
Oh.
So at 1 o'clock, I'm laying there last night like, this ain't good.
You're laying in bed probably like fidgety still,
and that
right?
makes
Your
it
fingers
worse.
Are going?
Wasn't good. And then for whatever reason, there was like a little power flicker in our neighborhood. So right as I fell asleep, everything went silent. And it's funny how silence can wake you up.
I can't. Yeah. I can't sleep in silence. I have to have the TV on or a fan on or something on.
But like, yeah, because I had just gone out and it was like everything just went boop and then came right back.
Oof.
But it was that brief little second. And then I started walking around the house to see what was going on. Like, is everything okay? And I realized my garage light was on.
Are you serious?
And I was like, do I look out there or not? Do I look out there or not?
So you just locked the door and did not look out.
No, I looked. Oh. I got brave. It took me a second to think about it, but
so
I did.
So he went and woke up his wife. Leslie, will you go check the garage?
That's not even nice.
Let's get you caught up on what's trending with Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So today is Tuesday, it's August 14th of 2018, and the Arkansas Department of Health has confirmed another case of hepatitis A at a restaurant in Paragould. Now, a member of the bus staff at the Iron Horse Barbecue on Linwood Drive has tested positive for the virus. The restaurant has since been steam cleaned from top to bottom, and there's a post on their Facebook page detailing the entire incident.
Aretha Franklin's death is reportedly imminent following reports that the legendary singer is gravely ill. The 76-year-old singer has been ill for a long time and reportedly down to 85 pounds.
And a pilot intentionally crashed a plane into his own home in Utah just hours after he was arrested for domestic violence. Now the man's wife and child were able to escape unharmed, but the pilot did not survive.
And now you're caught up on what's trending.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
The second day of school for a lot of people across K-Fine Country. I was talking to our neighbors last night, and I was telling them how much I love, or at least did love, school lunches.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
But it's funny, when we talk to people on the phone now, hey, what are you going to take for lunch? Oh, I'm taking my lunch. Because like they're talking like they're not wanting the cafeteria food. I remember like there being some great cafeteria foods.
There was, and they've changed a lot now. Like they offer a lot more now.
Oh, we went to some schools last year where they had almost like little restaurants in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I like that a lot.
I'm telling you though. So back in the day, I kind of remember more so junior high than even high school, because I think on high school, during high school, we had off-campus lunch where I had my car and I could drive, you know, and all that stuff. But I remember specifically in junior high school, I would go down there and I couldn't wait to either get pizza or Salisbury steak.
Really?
Of See, all that, things. That's funny.
And if I had to pick between the two, like if they were both out there that day, dude, I am so picking Salisbury steak.
That blows my mind.
My ultimate is when they would have vegetable soup, a grilled cheese, and then for some reason at my school, they would have a cinnamon roll.
Same here.
Those things together?
It.
Yep. It was either super chilly and then you got the cinnamon roll with it. I never was a big super chili fan, so my whole lunch usually was a cinnamon roll on those days with some chocolate milk.
Aww.
So did you guys ever have like where you could go buy ice cream at the end of lunch?
No.
Y'all didn't have that? No. So at our school, you could buy ice cream. So what I would do toward the end of my school tenure was save up my money, not buy lunch, and just eat ice cream.
Perfect.
And then they had a candy machine. And I remember every day we'd go to social studies after lunch, and there was a candy machine and a Coke machine in our lunchroom. And I would get a big old thing of Spree and go to my class, and I'd pop those Sprees in when the teacher wasn't looking.
Ooh, Brandon, you're such a rebel.
Dude, I was a rebel. And so cool.
You popped Sprees.
You're like a vigilante.
And when you go back and you picture me with that little like mini mullet of the time,
aww.
You know, it's interesting to go back and take a look at some of that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I've said it for years and we've never gone all the way through with it. We need to do a school lunch tour.
Man, we need to. Because I had that school lunch where it was like, you had the single line, you either ate what they had or you didn't eat at all.
Me
so
too.
Most of the time, I probably wasn't eating because I was really? A very picky eater.
Did you always have the choice of milk or chocolate milk at the end of it?
Yeah.
And you're like, because Kai still does that to this day. Like, Dad, he's eating spaghetti and garlic bread. Can I get some milk? Ugh. And I'm like, that is the most awful sounding thing of all time.
I don't mind it. A little bit of chocolate milk goes good with everything.
Spaghetti.
Ew. I'm telling you, dude. I mean, I'm not dumping it in there.
I didn't say you were.
Like a spaghetti cereal.
Who chases spaghetti with chocolate milk?
I guess I would because it's pretty good stuff.
You know what that means. You know what this means.
Bring whatever you want. I will drink it with chocolate milk. Don't care.
I have spaghetti in the fridge.
Okay, let's do it.
And chocolate milk.
I love it.
You drink them together.
Yes.
A mouthful of spaghetti and a mouthful of chocolate milk.
Yeah, I'll do it right now. This morning. Cold.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Taylor Swift's boyfriend has taken his Instagram from private to public.
Dun, dun, dun.
So I read all about this, right? And all the Taylor Swift fans are going crazy about it. So I was like, oh, I don't even know who this Joe guy is, but I'm going to look. Because everybody was talking about it. And I went there and I looked. And it's really boring. It's like there's nothing exciting there at all.
Yeah. Is there pictures of like he and Taylor?
No. It's just like here's him in a cactus. Here's him in a tree. One of those landscape people, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of bored by it.
But it is Taylor Swift's boyfriend. It is pretty big.
All right.
What the heck, man? Why'd you get quiet and weird?
I don't know. It was kind of dull to me. And everybody was freaking out about it.
Yeah.
What's his name? Joe Alwyn?
Joe, yeah.
Thank you, David. All right, let's go ahead and do this.
What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Got You Gossip.
Oh, man, moving right along. All right, so we got you gossip on Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin. Now, there were some rumors that maybe they were going to get married real quick since their engagement was super quick, but apparently that's not the case at all. They're in no rush to get married, according to a source with direct knowledge. From what they've told us, they made the commitment, and they're not looking to jump the gun on the engagement as of right now. But here is the kicker to me, because the direct quote was Justin's been in love with her for a long time, so they didn't just come out of the blue with this engagement. But what's their definition of a long time? Because didn't Justin date Selena just like a couple of months ago?
Yeah, they were all over each other.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So was their long time, like 2 weeks? Because apparently they've been seeing each other since like 2016. They've been off and on for a long time. So he's loved her for that long. But if he dated other people in between that, I don't really understand how that's true love.
I don't really understand that either, but it's not up to us to judge, I guess, right?
I guess you're right.
I guess not. Hey, check this out. Got you gossip on Paris Jackson. So she went and underwent surgery on Friday. She had an abscess, and the abscess, they say, was about the size of a golf ball.
Oh.
So they had to go in and surgically remove it because sometimes that stuff can kind of, you know, turn and the bacteria turns toxic inside your body and stuff like that. So she goes in to get it looked at. Boom, like, we got to get this out. And she did not have any anesthesia whatsoever.
What?
She was wide awake. They did a little localized numbing, and boom, they're pulling out this abscess. So I didn't realize she has a new band as well. A band called The Soundflowers. It's Paris Jackson, who is the daughter of the late Michael Jackson.
Gotcha gossip on one of Brandon's favorite people, Stormy Daniels.
Yeah!
Looks like she's going to be joining the new season of Celebrity Big Brother. Now, if you don't know who she is, she's a film actress that claims she was paid $130,000 to keep quiet about an alleged affair with the president. Now, she currently has multiple lawsuits against him, so she is already busy. And the season of Big Brother will apparently revolve around redemption, with the cast members asking, quote, viewers for forgiveness and past scandals. So you there you go. The new season starts Thursday night.
All right, there you go. And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's the second day of school today. It's time to get up and get moving. There are people probably walking to the bus stops right now.
Oh, man, it's 6:40.
So, like, I go back and I think when I was younger, it seemed like, you know, we would get to school and school would start at 8:30 or 8:45.
Really?
But now it just seems like everybody has to be up so early. I talk to parents who are like, no, I have to wake my kids up at 6 a.m. Mm-hmm. or 6:15.
Mm-hmm. I think I had to wake up at like 6:30 when I was growing up, and I had to be at school by 8:01 or something weird like that.
But there's no way I could have functioned back when I was in school, waking up that early.
I know.
And then you realize, as an adult, it gets even earlier.
It sure does.
Whenever we talk to people and we're like, they talk about our job, and you're like, what time do you wake up in the morning? You can see it on their face. They have pain for us. Mm-hmm. We wake up at 4 a.m. So that 6:30 wake-up call, that 6:30 ain't so bad after all, is it? Anyway, we hope you guys have a great second day of school today.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Is it just me, or does it seem like it's darker outside this week?
I was thinking that, too, because usually the sun is shining in here by now. We barely even see the sun.
Chances of storms and rain and all that kind of stuff all week.
But is it that?
I don't think so. I think the sun is coming up later.
I think you're getting more blind.
Tell me that's not true. Hey, I read a story this morning that was talking about those of us who use our phones so much. Like, there's a blue light that our phones will emit, and that light has been proven to cause damage to your eyes.
Perfect. Well, there you go, Brandon.
Just what we need.
So, I need to go back to a flip phone, like, tomorrow.
Please
do. Or get me a Razor phone.
A box phone.
Do you remember the Razor when everybody wanted the Razor phone?
And they came in different colors. I had a purple one.
I never had one.
Oh, I'm sorry, dude. Razors are so cool.
What color was yours?
Mine was like the silver. Pink. It was like the dull one. Yeah, pink.
That would have been mine back then. I mean, I have an iPhone right now. What color is it?
Pink.
It's not pink.
It's so red.
Pink. It is not pink.
It's pink.
You need to get your eyes checked. That is not pink. That is bright red.
Whatever.
Lipstick red right there. All right, that's awkward. Let's move on.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
Brandon, this is yet another reason why you need to put your sword away. Huh? So a guy in Buffalo, New York, let a woman into his house to use the bathroom on Saturday. Awkward situation to begin with. But then it got even more weird because on her way out, she noticed he had a sword that was mounted on his wall.
We do too. Here we have a sword.
Yeah. This is
this is not at my house.
This happened at Kelly's house, not in Buffalo.
I mean, who doesn't have a samurai sword mounted on your wall?
Exactly. Well, sure. Well, she saw the sword, picked it up, and robbed him with it.
No, she did not.
She threatened to hurt him if he didn't give up his wallet.
Wait a minute. He let her into the house to go to the bathroom, and she does this.
Exactly. Wow. And so she gets away with the wallet, and they're still looking for her. But she did leave the sword behind, though, so good for her to do that for him.
Oh, yeah.
But I actually read this deal, you know, speaking of the bathroom, I read this deal about toilet paper. Have you heard about this?
No, I haven't.
Why the toilet paper couldn't cross the road?
No, I haven't heard about that, David.
It got stuck in a crack.
David!
Oh, my goodness.
That is disgusting.
It's awful.
It's the dumbest one yet.
And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Today is Tuesday, in case you've lost track of the day already. Because I think the first day of school, which many people had yesterday, was a tad bit stressful.
It already feels like a long week, and it was only Monday.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, you don't have a kid in school.
Yeah, I know.
Like, there was no schooling whatsoever, but it was like we could feel the pressure.
Yeah.
You knew the city was feeling the pressure. And from what Kelly was saying, she could tell by looking at parents and kids, they were all wiped out.
Yeah, so when we pick up kids yesterday for our karate program, and the kids, the faces, even though they're happy to be there, you can just tell they have this drained look, like, basically, back to school, back to that routine of getting up early and then not having any naps all day, right? And then when the parents walk in, they're automatically looking for their kids. Like, how was your day? So you can just, everybody's like, has this tension. Like, and then my three kids. So I'm taking care of a lot of other kids, and I'm worried about my kids all day. So it was an emotionally taxing day.
How was their first day?
all three of them were great.
Oh,
like, they all had good stories, all were happy. So it's like I can breathe now, you know?
So our neighbors are new to town. Like, they lived in a different city and they're going to a school for the first time. And they got to go for orientation last night. And they got to meet, like, imagine, and I think you moved around throughout your schooling, walking in and knowing nobody else.
Yeah, that's tough.
Like, that is way stressful when you think about
it. It is.
So the second day of school is here. We hope you guys have a great day today and just go out there and own this day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Much like Kelly did in the contest, who's smarter, Kelly
stop,
or Davis?
Stop,
I mean,
stop.
I always own contests.
No.
He's still mad about this.
I know.
I was robbed, and you know I got robbed because we were going back and forth on this yesterday. Because Plymouth Rock is not in Virginia. You counted that right when it's really in Massachusetts. I was
It's the way the
robbed.
Question was asked.
That doesn't make sense.
Exactly. That's exactly
what
it was. No, you didn't listen properly because I was speaking properly.
That is like saying, okay, what is 2 plus 5? And instead, it's like you're trying to answer the question,
Six.
What's 5 plus 2?
Well,
and I'm like, that's the same question. You just asked it a different way.
If you want David to win, just throw some math questions in there and it's over. I won't even try to answer.
She won't even compete.
Two plus five is eight.
So he's been mad about this and even texting me saying that he doesn't want to be embarrassed because he knows, like, first day of school, a lot of people are back with the radio that haven't been awake. He doesn't want to be embarrassed. So I thought I would check with you and see if we could give him an opportunity to at least tie up the score.
Thank you.
You know what? Sure. And I will definitely not let him win. Wink.
So later on this hour, I have another round of Who's Smarter.
Perfect.
Kelly versus David. It's like the battle of the brains.
Oh, it's about to be 2-0. He hates me.
You cheated.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Hey, thank you for downloading the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, powered by Ashley Home Store. Right now, get up to 20% off store-wide, plus there's an option to pay no interest for up to 36 months, or enjoy 60 months no interest for a limited time. There's fresh new looks at amazing prices store-wide at Ashley Home Store. This is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Phone lines always open, 870-935-KFINE. Let's go to the phones. Hey, good morning, KFINE. Who's this?
Hey, Brandon Baxter. How you doing?
Hey, it's Red Wolf Mark, everybody.
Woo! Yeah.
Would you happen to have a song ready for us about back to school?
And I got an announcement to make. There's a birthday girl in our church. She's having a birthday.
Well, what's her name?
Kimberly Bazaar.
Kimberly Bazaar.
Mm-hmm. And which, she goes to school at Valley View.
She goes to school about. Happy birthday, Kimberly.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. And here comes Red Wolf Mark with our back to school song. Take it away, Mark.
All right. Teachers, teachers, go back to school. Have fun at school. Teachers, teachers, yes, go back to school. Teach these kids, let them learn. Teach these kids and let them learn. Go back to school, oh yeah, yeah. Teachers, teachers, go back to school and have fun. Teach these kids, let them learn. And all the coaches let them football players learn. Let them football players learn how to play football so we can watch some football. Yes, go, teachers, go, coaches, go, teachers, go, coaches.
Hey!
Yes.
It's Red Wolf Mark with his official theme song, Let Him Learn.
That's a number one hit.
Yes.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I'll never forget the first couple of days of us playing the Florida Georgia Line song, Simple. I said, hey, Kelly, we can learn to spell in that song.
Why do you have to bring this up every time?
And there's a bunch of students who are in third and fourth and fifth grade going to school this morning in the car listening to us. And if I said to them, how would you spell simple, what would they say?
They would probably say S-I-M-P-L-E.
Right. But Kelly, the first time I said, hey, Kelly, spell simple, right after the song played.
S-I-M-P-L-Y.
I wasn't paying attention.
But see, that teaches you that you should pay attention at all times, especially in class.
That's
You're correct.
All right. I have a question for you guys. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Yeah. Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
For it. Well, time for birthdays for today. It's Tuesday, August the 14th. of 2018. Local birthdays, local celebrities, here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Sheila Sowell, who's from Mayflower. Happy birthday. We have Mariah Bennett celebrating a birthday today. Philip Pugh Jr., happy birthday. Laura Bazzogni, Jonesboro celebrates. Sheila Sowell from Mayflower has a birthday. Corby Slaughter from Jonesboro, happy birthday. Autumn Lampkin is turning 18 years old today. And how about Max Bishop from Paragould? He's celebrating his birthday today as well.
Happy birthday.
So I've known Max for a number of years. His training days of MMA.
Mm-hmm.
He's a horse rider now.
Mm-hmm.
If we want to ride horses, we should call Max Bishop.
Yeah.
And Michael Jackson. Right. I wonder if they had a fight, who would win?
Ooh.
Max Bishop or Michael Jackson?
We need to set that up.
We'll book that for downtown.
Yes.
And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say
happy birthday
to all y'all. And you celebrate with these celebrities.
Heisman Trophy winner Tim Tebow is 31 years old today. He's won the Heisman. He played in the NFL. And now he's trying to play in the MLB.
Yeah.
Quite the career. Spencer Pratt is 35 years old today. Mila Kunis is 35 years old today as well.
Yeah. I love her.
My wife always talks about how pretty she is, too, when she sees her.
In those Jim Beam commercials. Where it looks like she's about to cry. Jim Beam. The way she says it, all weird. It kind of freaks me out a little bit.
I'll have to go back and pay attention.
Yeah.
I didn't notice that.
Mm-hmm. Halle Berry is 52. Susan Olsen from the Brady Bunch is 57.
Ooh, you guys want to do the Brady Bunch?
Every day.
How does it start, Kelly?
Here's a story.
All right, let's see if she's right. Is Kelly Perry right?
Here's a story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. It's a story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone.
Well, you know what happens next?
Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch. This group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch.
Yo, David.
The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch.
Have you ever watched an episode?
I have. It used to come on Nick at Night, and that was my cue to go to bed.
All right. The most famous episode of all time. Give me one.
Oh, gosh. I have no idea. I haven't watched it that much.
Most famous one of all time.
When Marsha gets her nose broken.
I think that.
Yeah.
Or when Jan's going, Marsha, Marsha, Marsha.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty famous. Or when Davy Jones is there.
Yep.
Yep. Anyway, there you go. Happy birthday to Susan Olsen, who is Cindy on the Brady Bunch.
Magic Johnson turns 59 years old today. Rusty Wallace is 62, the NASCAR legend. Brandon's favorite author, Danielle Steele, is 71 years old today.
Wait a minute. She wrote all kinds of girl books.
That's it. Steve Martin's 73. And Dash Crofts is 78 from Seals and Crofts.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine. Blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
I know this song. I didn't think I would know it.
This is so relaxing.
Is it?
Yes.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine. Blowing through the jasmine.
Let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Mariah Bennett, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And a special happy birthday goes out to Haley Smith of Hoxie, turning 11 years old today.
Happy birthday!
Hope you have a great day at school, Haley. Thanks for having K-Fine on your radio this morning.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Well, in the wake of Kenny Chesney's newest album, Songs for the Saints, going number one, selling over 77,000 copies in its first week, which is huge. He has gone out and set a new record in his home state of Tennessee. So get this. He's on his Trip Around the Sun tour.
Yep.
He's going to Nashville's Nissan Stadium on Saturday. Sets a new attendance record. The official number from the reps, from what we've been told, 55,182 wow. fans inside of that venue, which beat out the old record by nearly 1,000, which was set by One Direction in 2014, which is kind of surprising. But Kenny Chesney out there breaking all kinds of records.
Congratulations, Kenny.
Get along down the road. We got a long, long way to go. Scared to live, scared to die. We ain't perfect, but we try. Get along.
There's a really sweet Brad Paisley story that's out today, and it's talking about how Brad Paisley has been giving out guitars at his recent concerts, and he'll give them to somebody who looks like a hyper fan. So the other night, Brad Paisley's playing in New Hampshire, and he gives his guitar to a young kid. It's a little boy who looks like he's probably, I don't know, 11 or 12 years old, right? And Paisley posted the photo with this caption, and I think this is a really neat caption from Brad Paisley. It says, "To Braden, the boy I gave a guitar to Sunday night in New Hampshire, my hope for you is that it simply brings you joy. Less important are fame, attention, or fortune. Those are secondary. Practice, because the journey is worth it. My grandpa said a guitar can get you through the hard times. He was right. Man. Go play." It's a really cool picture. It's a really cool quote. And I've had the chance to actually take my son backstage to meet Brad Paisley, and he was awesome. Like, you could tell that he really connects with kids. Just a really cool story from Brad Paisley.
So Eric Church is on fire right now, and he's been sharing a little bit of his latest work for his upcoming album, Desperate Man, and it's actually going to release on October 5th. But of course, the title track, Desperate Man, this one right here, we love it.
I've seen the Joshua tree, got down on my knees, through the virgin mother of prayer. I walk last barefooted, stroll across the devil's high cold.
I
tried everything, I swear. But hey,
hey,
what can I say? I'm a desperate man.
That's good stuff right there from Eric Church.
A couple of weeks ago, he shared this song, Some of It.
All right.
Some of it, you learn the hard way. Some of it, you read on a page. Some of it comes from heartbreak. Most of it comes with age.
I like that one too.
And then here is a sneak peek of another song on the album called Hanging Around.
Hanging Around. Hanging Around. Hanging Around.
That's a different vibe to it, too. They all have their own feel.
You can check out all of it on the BBITM blog on kfine.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly is stretching for a brain quiz.
Hey, it's just what I do.
Now, I think that explains who's smarter in the room right there.
Well,
get the blood flowing, David.
She is working on that. She was a PE teacher.
Correct.
PE was the only class you ever failed, David.
It's the only one I ever passed.
Funny.
So if you haven't heard, we did a little contest 7 o'clock yesterday morning. I was kind of thinking, you know, pop quiz. We pop quiz the studio. Who was smarter? The battle of the brains, Kelly versus David. If you've heard the podcast or if you heard the show yesterday, you might realize that there was a little bit of a mistake in the question.
A small discrepancy.
A little bit. It robbed me.
Well, I might have accidentally said that Kelly was correct on a question that she didn't really get right.
Yeah.
But so, I still had one more right than you.
No, you didn't.
It wouldn't have been. No, you wouldn't have won.
It would have been
a tie. We'd have had to go to the tiebreaker. But instead, I awarded Kelly the victory because I like her.
Oh, you don't like me. Appreciate it.
No, I do, but on a scale. It's a different scale.
Yeah. Good deal. Okay.
All right.
I'm
so
glad you're leveling out your friends.
Doesn't everybody do that?
I guess so.
All right. So what I'm going to do right now is give David the opportunity to play this game and see if he can win.
Sounds good.
This is the battle of the brains. Who's smarter, Kelly versus David, round number two.
Wait, so I went first yesterday. So should David go first today?
David, would you like to go first?
That works for me.
All right, here we go. Question number one, keep track of how many.
Okay.
Because today, I believe there are... 1, 2, 3, 4. There's 5 questions each.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, okay.
And a tiebreaker.
This could go really good or really bad.
All right. So in your minds, as you're driving to school and work this morning, who do you think is smarter? Is it Kelly?
Yes.
Or is it David?
Woo! No. It's David! Let's go, Dave!
All right, David the Barrel Boy, question number one. What is the top color in a rainbow?
Blue.
Red, David, red.
Roy G. Biv.
I've never heard that once in my life. Who is Roy?
You've never heard
red,
Roy G.
Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple.
Who's Roy?
I think you did that wrong.
I don't think I
violet.
Did.
Violet.
Purple, violet.
Roy G. Biv.
Oh, okay.
Is that Roy G. Bip?
Well, crayons, it doesn't matter.
Kelly, how many years are there in a millennium?
1,000.
Is that correct? Let's go to the judges. That is correct.
Wow, two questions right already.
The first one doesn't count.
Oh.
That wasn't your question.
Okay, well.
All right, so you have one, David has none. Keep track, because I'll get lost. David, how many legs does a spider have?
8. Hey, look at that.
Kelly, which planet is closest to the sun?
There's one I want to say, but I know it's not the correct answer.
Just don't say it.
Mercury.
Oh my gosh.
You've got to be kidding me.
Boom, boom, boom.
David, who painted the Mona Lisa?
Mozart.
That's a music guy.
Kelly, who invented the telephone?
Oh, no. Okay, I know it's not him. Something Bell.
Alexander Graham Bell.
Are you kidding me?
Close enough.
I'm killing it.
Whatever.
David, the U.S. state of Hawaii is located in what ocean?
If you get this one wrong.
The Pacific Ocean. Look at that.
Kelly, what is the only continent that is also a country?
This is not good for me.
I know this.
The only continent that is not a country. Oh, I don't want to sound bad.
By the way, these are elementary school questions.
I know. There's kids that are probably screaming at me right now. I don't know. Australia. Oh, my gosh.
You've got to be kidding me.
So how many do you have?
4.
How many do you have?
0.
2.
So you can't win. We'll do the final ones anyway. 1 yard equals how many feet?
3.
Oh, congratulations, David.
The same amount I've got right.
Kelly, how many U.S. states make up New England?
What? Huh? Is that even a question?
The New England area.
3. Can I win just off of that?
I don't get that question.
Here, there's the New England area, like a territory.
The Patriots. Think about the New England Patriots.
And? What does that have to do with anything?
It's New England. It's that area.
All right. Thank you, David, for that. You lose just because of
What's
that.
What's the answer?
The winner is Kelly Perry.
Thank you, everyone.
There are 6 U.S. states that make up the New England area.
Okay, well.
But still, your grand total...
17.
That's not... Did Kelly get every question right?
No,
except for that last one.
Yeah, so 4 out of 5. You got how many? 3 out of 5. So once again, 2 days in a row, we realize that Kelly Perry is smarter than David the Barrel Boy.
Whatever.
Again, I would like to thank all of my teachers.
I still got robbed.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Thanks for downloading the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, powered by Ashley Home Store. Right now, you can go in and get up to 20% off store-wide, plus pay no interest for up to 36 months. Or enjoy 60 months no interest for a limited time. Fresh new looks at amazing prices store-wide. Ashley Home Store. This is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Another day of successfully dropping off the kids at school.
Take a deep breath. I know exactly what you meant. Why are you so red? Congratulations, Brandon.
Now you know what happens in between the songs. Oh, man.
Son of a gun. You know what I'm trying to say. I would never do that at work. Never.
There's people that do.
Is it the worst way to come out of a song ever? All right, I can't breathe. Composure is what we need right now. Basically, I'm referring to the parents who just allowed their kids to get out of their car and walk to the school.
Thank you for clarifying.
You didn't just... Forget it. Moving on. Mm-hmm. Is the TV show This Is Us back on yet?
No, because I would know.
When's it coming back?
I think it's in September.
So you love Mandy Moore, right?
Yes.
Mandy Moore did this song when she was young. All right, that song was called Candy. So I would have never believed that Mandy Moore is friends with Cassidy Pope. And they have something in common. So Cassidy Pope is known from mainly from that song with Chris Young, Think of You.
We used to be the life of the party.
It's a great song.
We used to be the ones that they wish they were.
She also had this song as well. So Cassidy Pope and Mandy Moore have one thing in common, and the thing they have in common is that they both have met their guys by doing the same thing. And this so would not work for dudes. It so wouldn't work. Both of these girls, when they saw somebody on social media that they had an interest in, slid into their DMs.
Okay, now explain that.
So imagine Mandy Moore has her Instagram. She's going through the feed, right? She's like, oh, there's David the Barrel Boy. I'm going to message him and see what's up. And that's how the relationship started, was because she or they, Mandy Moore and Cassidy Pope, both had sent messages, DMs, to their now boyfriends.
David, do they follow you on Instagram?
Yeah, they don't follow me, no. But didn't Carly Pierce do the same thing with Michael Ray?
Same thing.
Yeah.
So how is this even possible? I can tell you, number one, as a dude, that if some really attractive girl was messaging me on social media, I would think I'm being set up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like if it's a DM and I'm like, I'm not even going to open that one. I don't know about that.
Can't click that link.
And if I, as a guy, or David as a guy, were trying to message some girl, we'd seem like the biggest creepers of all time.
Definitely.
I know.
Hey, what are you doing?
It's called no response.
I like your pictures.
Oh.
But if a girl does it, like Mandy Moore or Cassidy Pope or Carly Pierce, why is that acceptable?
I don't know how that works, because it used to always be the guy that had to make the first move.
Right.
And the world's changing.
Yeah.
And now the girls are making the move.
Exactly.
And dudes get to play cool. Here's what I want to do. We did the Battle of the Brains challenge a few minutes ago, and once again, Kelly won. Mm-hmm. I think we have a new challenge. I want each of you to identify one person that you'll DM today.
That is not happening.
And we will see who gets a response first.
That's so weird.
Are you in?
Who can I send a message to?
Okay, how about this? I'll pick somebody for you, and I'll pick somebody for you.
That's even worse, okay? I don't like this at all.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So I don't know if y'all have tried to call me lately, but you may have noticed I was having an issue with my phone. Did you try to call me? It goes straight to voicemail, that kind of issue?
Well, it seems like I did call. God, there was a time in the last couple of weeks where I did it, and I was a little bit perturbed because I knew you were here.
Right.
Like, you were at work, and you weren't answering, and I needed something, but I can't remember what it was.
But it made it look like I was just shady buttoning everybody. That wasn't the case. And I finally figured out what was going on with my phone. So I got a new phone a couple of weeks ago. Well, probably about 2 months ago. But for a solid month, I mean, the sounds weren't working on it. The phone calls weren't coming through. I was late on all kinds of texts. I was just like, what's going on with my phone right now? I thought it had broken.
Did you ever think that maybe you just weren't popular? Because that's what I'd think. Like, people stopped liking me.
When I went 4 days without a text, even from my fiance.
I would be so worried about it.
But I kept having these issues, and my dad has been calling me a lot because he's been busy at the farm. He's needed help and things like that, and I'll miss his phone call. He'll call me two or three times, and I'd have no idea, even with my ringer on.
Well, no, I've seen you shady him a couple times.
I have never done that once in my life. Don't even start that rumor.
You're right. You've done it five times.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, I've never done that once.
That's what I said. You've done it five times.
Stop! Anyway, so I'm sitting at home yesterday, and my dad tried to call me that day or yesterday earlier, and he was like, David, we're figuring this out right now. Because earlier, you know, I'd been like, yeah, we got to figure it out. I don't know what's wrong with my phone. And the whole time I'm thinking everyone else has a problem, not me.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, my dad was looking up simple fixes, and he said, David, is your phone on do not disturb? And I looked at him and I said, no, that there's no way my phone is on do not disturb. Give me a break. Come on. I'm not that bad of a guy. Do you think I'm that dumb? Well, turn my phone on, pulled up my little control panel.
Mm-mm.
Turns out my phone was on.
Daddy was right.
Dang.
So for at least, I'm not even kidding you, a solid month, I had my phone on do not disturb. So anytime someone tried to call me, straight to voicemail.
This sounds like something I would tell people when I don't text anybody back over a weekend. Oh, my phone was on do not disturb.
Your phone's been on that for like 9 years.
Where is it? Which button is it?
If you pull up your little control panel thing.
Yeah.
Swipe
it's up. The little moon.
The moon.
The moon looking thing.
Do not disturb.
Yeah.
How do I set up who's on it? Who is allowed to disturb you?
No one.
So your dad's not. Nobody is?
Nobody was allowed to disturb me.
Do you have anybody who's allowed to disturb you?
Just my family.
What about me?
You're on do not disturb.
Dang it.
Yeah.
Check it out. And if you've been trying to get a hold of David, we do apologize.
Well, I have to apologize. It's not on do not disturb anymore. So if you need to call me, go right ahead.
Thank you, David. What's your number?
Not doing that. No.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's got you gossip.
And we got you gossip on Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin. Now, ever since their super quick reunion and super quick engagement, everybody thought a super quick wedding was on the way next, but apparently that's not the case. They don't want to jump the gun on something like that because they made a commitment to each other, and that's the most important thing right now. Not really planning a big wedding in the next couple of weeks or anything like that.
Do you think maybe they're trying to throw people off?
And they could be. But I love the way he's spinning this story. And the way he's spinning this story is to sound like him. I mean, they really love each other a lot. And there's no need to rush a wedding and stuff like that. Hey, David, when are you getting married?
2020.
Exactly.
Yeah, but anyway, they're kind of planning a small ceremony right now. But no wedding in the immediate future for Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin.
Gotcha gossip on Paris Jackson, the daughter of Michael Jackson, who is a model and she does all kinds of different stuff. She actually has a new band she's working with called the Soundflowers. So the story on Paris is that she went into a doctor on Friday and said, hey, I've got this deal I need you to look at. And it was an abscess. And they said the abscess had grown to be about the size of a golf ball.
Oof.
And the doctor was talking about how those things can actually turn toxic. And told her, hey, we got to get this thing out like now, pronto. Mm. And they did. They took out the entire abscess, which is basically, again, like the size of a golf ball. And they did this, and she did not have any anesthesia whatsoever. She was wide awake, felt every bit of the pain of them cutting in and pulling the abscess from her body. She says it was the most painful thing she's ever had to experience.
Gotcha gossip on Stormy Daniels. So it looks like she's going to be joining the new season of Celebrity Big Brother. Now, if you don't know who she is, she's the adult film actress that claims she was paid $130,000 to keep quiet after an alleged affair she had with the president. She's currently has multiple lawsuits against the president and his attorney. And the season of Celebrity Big Brother, well, this is what it says, will revolve around redemption with the cast members asking, quote, viewers for forgiveness for past scandals. Comes out this Thursday night.
Who else can we cast on that episode of Big Brother, David?
Oh, gosh. I have no idea. Who could we cast?
I'm just saying.
What kind of question is that? What kind of scandal are you talking about? You made that so awkward.
And of course, gosh. Every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
You okay today?
I'm fine.
Can I tell you? I do want to tell you the truth. Okay, so just a little behind the scenes in radio. Some days when you're on the air and you're a talent, a personality, whatever, you're a jock, whatever word you want to use, some days are better than others. And I think yesterday, because it was The first day of school, there was a little extra pressure. We knew there were people who hadn't been able to listen, you know, early in a while who were listening again.
Mm-hmm.
And David had one of those days.
Without a doubt, it was one of those days yesterday. I couldn't speak.
So he was having that day, and then I'm listening to the podcast because sometimes I go back in and I want to hear the podcast, hear how we sound, what we can do to be better the next day and stuff like that. And I was driving down the road giggling at David because there were just funny ones. Like, because I know how frustrated David was being or he was feeling.
So there were so many mistakes in there. Just like my mind was thinking one thing, my mouth says another. And then before you know it, it's just all gone.
And one of the things people can't see are what happens to our faces when we mess up or when we do something wrong. And the way we look at each other, it kind of goes into that.
It's almost like it's The Office where you kind of do that look to each other like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Okay, so I told you guys I wanted to check with you and see if you really and truly were friends to people in your families and your life groups, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think we probably all know somebody who's done something wrong, who's done something illegal, right?
Right.
You know somebody?
I've known a lot of people, yeah.
Give me some names.
Well, here they are.
Let's go through
in
the
order.
Order.
All right, so I was reading this thing that was talking about like what people would do. Like, would they turn in a family member if they committed a crime, okay?
Ooh.
So I want to hear what you guys would say. If you knew somebody in your family was shoplifting, Kelly, do you turn them in? Do you call the police? Kelly, yes or no?
General.
Yes or no? Yes or no? Yes or no?
Yes.
David?
No. But so, I sternly talked to them about it.
Okay. Tax evasion. Kelly, do you turn somebody in for tax evasion?
No.
So you can cheat the government, but you can't steal some gum.
Don't
cheat the government of thousands of dollars, but that pack of gum, you're not getting away with that one. I'm turning you in,
This
bud.
Is setting us up for failure.
If somebody was dealing marijuana, would you turn them in?
Well, that's almost legal, so probably not.
David, would you? Oh, we know the answer to that.
Oh.
Let's see here. If somebody had illegal firearms, would you turn somebody in? David,
ooh,
illegal
golly.
Firearms.
I don't want to get involved in something like that, man. I'd say no.
Okay, so if somebody were guilty of assault, would you turn them in?
Yes.
Assault. Dang, David.
Probably. Oh, man, golly.
Animal cruelty, yes or
yes.
No?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to have to say yeah on that one.
Murder.
Yes.
What if they come after me next? What do I do?
I'd be worried about the two.
That's not a yes or no question.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Kelly tells us all the time how difficult her job is when she leaves the radio station.
Oh, gosh.
It's not that the job's difficult. It's having to stay awake and work from 4 in the morning through 8:30 at night.
So there was a survey that was done, David, that was talking about the most difficult jobs in the world.
Man, I didn't make it, did I?
Kelly's number 2 on the list. Her picture is actually a part of that. All right, the most difficult job, actually number 1, police officer or paramedic.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, I can believe that.
I'd say soldier's number 2, doctor or nurse number 3, a social worker or David psychologist is number 4.
David psychologist, that's what it says, right?
It's a
David
tough job,
psychologist. Man.
Yeah.
And then a teacher is in at number 5.
I can see that. Yeah.
So
sure.
A lot of teachers are going back to school this week. Shout out to teachers, social workers, psychologists, doctors, soldiers, and of course our police officers out there fighting for us today.
Yeah.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Well, Kenny Chesney has done it again. He has set a new record. So he rolled into his home state of Tennessee on Saturday on his Trip Around the Sun tour. Did a big show at Nissan Stadium in Nashville where the Titans play. And he set a new record for attendance. Get this. 55,182 fans are inside of that venue. So big congrats out to Kenny doing things big around here.
So Brad Paisley is a nice guy. I had the chance to meet him backstage with Kai. And Paisley just, I don't know, he was gravitating toward the kids. He has his own kids. So he does this deal at his concerts where he sometimes will hand out a guitar to somebody in the audience. And it looks like he recently gave a guitar to a boy who's about, I don't know, 10 or 12 years old. And he posted this really sweet thing on his Instagram where he basically says, hey, take this guitar, learn the guitar, have fun with the guitar because it can carry you through the hard times. Don't worry about the fame or the attention or any of that. Learn the guitar and enjoy the journey. It's a really cool post. You can check it out on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Eric Church is killing it right now, and he's been sharing a little bit of his latest work for his upcoming album, which comes out October 5th, called Desperate Man. Now, there's three songs we've heard on it so far. The first one is this one of our favorites, Desperate Man.
I've seen the Joshua tree, got down on my knees, through the virgin mother of prayer. I walk glass barefooted, stroll across the devil's high cold. I've tried everything, I swear.
Y'all ready?
But hey, what can I say? I'm a desperate man.
Another one that he released a few weeks ago is called Some of It.
Some of it, you learn the hard way. Some of it, you read on a page. Some of it comes from heartbreak. Most of it comes with age. And none of it ever comes easy. A bunch of it you maybe can't use. I know I don't probably know what I think I do, but there's something to some.
And just recently he gave us a sneak peek of another track on the album, Hanging Around.
Hanging Around.
Stuff.
You can check out all of it on the BBITM blog on kfine.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
David, what's on TV tonight?
Well, Brandon, on TV tonight, it's got to be my favorite night of the entire week because my favorite show of all time where they pick the best contestants of all time.
You've never even watched this show, so hush.
We watch it together every week.
I go to his house. We have parties. We have a really good time because it's such a fun show. Mm-hmm. Beat Shazam is on at 7 o'clock on the Fox Television Network.
And for those of you who don't know yet, we had a member of our show who auditioned for Beat Shazam and was told never to audition for television again.
That is untrue.
That is...
I was told to never audition for TV again.
That's what I told you.
That's so...
Hateful.
She knew she was about to be cast on television.
We had three callbacks.
And she was going to make all kinds of money, and she was going to be famous and leave me and David behind.
That's what she was thinking in the back of her head.
Oh, my God.
Superstar. She walked in with that swagger. I just auditioned. Oh, we had three callbacks.
Y'all are so jealous.
You didn't make the show.
I know. You're still jealous I got three callbacks.
What is happening?
I'm just going to leave that alone. No comment. Don't even know what to say.
Y'all are dumb.
So Beat Shazam's on TV tonight.
Let me say this. That'd be like me going out and trying for the football team. You should be jealous because I didn't make it.
No, but if you got three callbacks, that's better than not even anyone wanting you.
I told you she's been drinking wine all morning.
Oh, my gosh. What else is on TV, David?
Ooh, David's cousin's on TV.
That's true. Bachelor in Paradise.
It's not even his cousin.
7 o'clock on ABC.
She won't call him back.
America's Got Talent, also on NBC tonight. And Florida Georgia Line is on James Corden.
Hope you guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on KFine.